The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Thursday, folks. Already the 10th day of October 2017. My, 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 aren't we having fun? The days just are whipping by. In studio, Steve Elkins. Steve has sat in for me before. He's in studio with me, uprooting his wife and his sick dog to go down to Florida. Got a question for you.
Sure.
Your family's down there?
I've got a cousin down there.
You got a cousin down there?
Cousin down there in Vero Beach, Florida.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And you want to go to Florida. Why?
Well, there's a hope of getting my mother down there to kind of keep a closer eye on her. She's in Indiana, and the weather there in Indiana is not conducive to when you get to a certain age, falling, you know, break the hip on the ice. And I think I can keep a closer eye on her, keep her closer by.
But you're here in Texas with nary a chemtrail in the sky, 84 degrees here.
And humidity, I noticed that today.
Never above 50%, really? Usually, yeah. And generally in the summer months, we get that southwest. We got two weather patterns here. Texas is that big. If you're Houston and Dallas, you get the Gulf. You get the humidity. You get the temperatures, you get the humidity. Here in central Texas and out westward, you get the southwesterly dry winds.
Right.
It's a dry heat, so it's not so bad. Humidity in the summertime, about 30%.
Yeah.
Florida? Yeah. 90, 95 degrees?
Yeah.
You just want to die. I mean, it's...
We have air conditioning. We'll be fine.
yeah, you can say that now. I mean, yeah.
I actually lived there, John. I lived there many, many years ago, and I loved it.
Really?
I did. I totally did.
So you're another one of these reef rats.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like the beach, and okay. That's me.
All right. Yep. Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen.
I have 3 points, if I can. One, I was so thrilled at noon to tune in and discover Dr. Slattery.
I don't think he's a doctor. Pat Slattery.
He PhD.
Oh, okay, a piled high and deep. Okay, great.
And I was thrilled. So that's number one. Two, Dan... Sam, Mike, and Ken are so wonderful. All these years, always so courteous and so wonderful. Okay, so, and I call Mike Mesquite Mike. But he can explain that to you. But anyway, finally, I know your mother would like this. I learned this on the Trump phenomenon. That on this Saturday, the 7th of October, the entire country of Poland is going to be saying the rosary in commemoration of in the 1500s when the good Pope, Pope Pius V, I had no idea that the Muslims had an armada, and I knew that the Polish had stopped the Muslims at the gates of Vienna. But I had no idea that they would go along all the beaches and capture the women and children and turn them into slaves. And so anyway, here they were and Pope Pius V had the whole country say the rosary, and they were defeated. So anyway, so they're saying in memory, they're saying that on Saturday the 7th, saying the rosary, and if anybody wants to, who doesn't know how to say the rosary, it's just the Matthew 6 and Luke 1.
People that aren't familiar with how to use a rosary, chances are they're not going to use a rosary.
Well, they don't have to. They can just say the two prayers.
There you go.
The Our Father and the Hail Mary. But
and if you're not Catholic, and if you're not Catholic, you wouldn't know those prayers either. It's
well, you would, because you would be reciting the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. They're right out of the and then the sixth chapter.
You know the main reason why people know the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys is because they were Catholic.
Why?
And they kept reporting to the middleman, to God, called the preacher, the priest that was in the box that you go confess your sins to. That's how most people know the Hail Mary and Our Father, and I still remember it word for word to this day. Alrighty, Kathleen, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. I didn't know that Pat Slattery had a pile high and deep. In what? Do you know? I didn't see his bio. This happened so quickly. I didn't have a chance to see his bio. Well, Mike Adams over at Natural News, I saw his report yesterday. And, oh, gosh, talking about the psychotropic effect of drugs. Now, folks, this particular story is Adam Gary picking up what Mike Adams was talking about. The Las Vegas Review-Journal has obtained information that Stephen Paddock, the suspect in largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, well, I guess at the Luby Cafe, that's not a mass shooting because that was only 23 and not 58, was prescribed a powerful psychotropic drug called diazepam. Now, that's a little misleading because what is diazepam, Steve?
That's an anti-anxiety.
It's an anti-anxiety, but yeah. We know that...
For sedation also.
We know that under the name of?
Valium. Diazepam Valium. Yep.
He was prescribed this in June of this year, just under 4 months prior to the shooting. Now, here is where I'm having a real problem with keyboard warriors and people that think that they know, and they'll just throw it out there. This fits a decades-long trend among mass shooters and others who engage in cruel and unusual criminal acts being on powerful yet legal psychotropic drugs. This means that the Duran accurately predicted two crucial realities in respect to the suspect's profile. First, there was a connection to the Philippines, where almost identical shooting took place 4 months prior to the Vegas massacre. And secondly, the suspect, Stephen Paddock, was likely taking powerful psychotropic drugs. Both of these claims have now been confirmed. And here is, according to Las Vegas journalist, records from the Nevada Prescription Monitoring Program obtained Tuesday show Paddock was prescribed 50 10-milligram diazepam tablets by Henderson physician Dr. Stephen Winkler on June 21. A woman who answered the phone at Winkler's office would not make him available to answer questions and would neither confirm nor deny that Paddock was ever a patient. And that's part of the problem, Steve, with protecting patients, even though that they're now deceased, that we can't turn over the medical records. Remember the lady here in Houston several years ago that killed four of her children, suicided them? She was on really a real psychotropic drug. Diazepam, the story says, is a sedative hypnotic drug. I don't know about hypnotic. And the class of drugs known as do you know what this one is?
Benzodiazepines.
Thank you. Yep. Well, you're good. Which studies have shown can trigger aggressive behavior. Now, let me stop here. You have been in the medical industry for how many years, Stephen?
24 now.
24.
Yeah.
And during that time, you have seen this stuff dispensed hundreds of times. Have you ever seen a negative or violent reaction off of any patient that was on this drug?
Not one. Not one. It's for sedation, relaxation, for anxiety. I've taken it. I've had to take it when I had my problem with my kidney stones. Before they put me in lithotripsy tank there, they give me 5 milligrams. And 5 usually pretty chills you out. Like, yeah. I have to agree with you with the marijuana thing and this medication. You are not violent. You are sedate. You don't want to fight anybody. You just want to sleep.
You want to chill out.
You want
well,
to
I don't know
out.
About sleeping.
No, you do. At 10 milligrams, and he was given, 10 milligrams, 50 doses? I have to ask my wife on that. That physician may have overstepped his boundaries on giving that many. It's kind of a controlled thing there. But usually 30 or maybe even 2 weeks worth. There's a new rules, new laws now on that one. I'll have to check on that one. But 10 milligrams, you're going to be pretty relaxed. You're not going to be getting up, starting fights with anybody. You're not going to go psychotic. So that is a negative there, a negative.
You know, I was just wondering all the stuff about the OxyContin and, oh, we got to do something about that. Evidently, records, you can get this through the Nevada Prescription Monitoring Program. Doesn't the federal government know anything about this? Evidently not.
John, they've opened up the back door to the black market, and the OxyContin and the Percocet is coming in from Mexico right now. Back door. So you can shut down pharmaceuticals, and you can say prescriptions. The physician, you can only prescribe so many. Like it's like 2 weeks now, and that's it. This drug is being manufactured in Mexico and is coming across our borders. So there you go. You opened up a black market. When there's a need and there's always a supplier, there is a black market on this drug, and it's coming from Mexico.
As well as a lot of other stuff.
Right.
Mike in Colorado, you're still holding. How long have you been holding, Mike?
Oh, I don't know. I called in a while ago. It's all right.
What's on
good?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, Steve, good luck in Florida. I hope it works the way you expect it to. That's awesome.
Thank you.
In relation to this Las Vegas thing, and specifically since you brought up Mike Adams, a lot of people are trying to make sense of this, and they're one-dimensionally thinking, because any time we're going to see an event, and not only an event of this scale, there are multi-level reasons for it. So if you go to FEMA.org, you can look at their drills. They had a drill. It was an active shooter drill at that particular casino. There's the gun control issue. There's the backscatter
issue. Wait a minute. Back up here, Mike. When were those FEMA drills? When did they take place?
That weekend. It was the 29th, 30th, 1st, and 2nd. And you can find it on their website.
Yeah.
So
and they posted it.
So with any of these other false flags, September 11, 2001, whether it 7/7. Be the Boston Marathon, yeah. We just conveniently keep having these drills happening in the same time frames. Isn't that
drills that go live.
Isn't that amazing? And then they're stupid enough to put it on their website?
Well, who's going to look there? You, me, and Steve, and Mike?
No, along with, a funny thing, Mike, is happening in America. People are becoming unstupefied. They're actually researching. They're actually starting to do their own homework. You know, it's like anything else. When you hear something, I'll give you a classic example. I mentioned it yesterday on the program. The internet is a very dangerous place to go. You know, I was there and I said I was watching these cops just go off the rails. Some of these guys I would consider to be psychopaths. I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist, but it wouldn't be a far stretch to say that some of these people needed to be in a rubber room someplace or at least jailed for their actions against private citizens with no provocation and no reason for blowing their stinking heads off. And I'm looking at this, and Mike, I'm having a hard time getting my mind wrapped around all of this. You know where we're headed, but what is their game plan? It was mentioned that, you know, it's just like anything else. There's got to be a disclosure on what they're doing. There's got to be actually public notice of what they're doing. And this has happened, and I don't know if it happened on September 11th in New York City, but I'm sure that the officials up there were fully aware that there were drills going on at the time. So it's almost like it's like taunting. It's like sticking a sharp stick in your eye. I don't know what the reason is, whether it's braggadociousness or whatever it is. But what I see them doing, there's no mystery here. But a lot of people in this country, Mike, are starting to do their own research. Like I said, I was watching the cops, and there's the next video there. Might be on a subject matter. The next thing you know, oh, it's bedtime. I've been sitting here looking at YouTube stories for the last 3 hours and 45 minutes. People are getting educated, Mike. They are.
Well, and I hope they are, because when you look at that, and for me, I go to FEMA.org and I make sure there are no drills in my neighborhood, because if there are, I'm keeping away from it. But
yeah.
At the end of that conversation, when you go, if you go search headlines, he allegedly bought 33 guns last year, and he allegedly fired between 9 and 11 minutes. I mean, they're absolutely throwing it in our face on one level. But on the other level, it is the backscatter machine. On the third level, it is take away your Second Amendment rights. But on the, I think the bottom level is trauma-based mind control. And those people who are in the shallow end of the liberty movement are going to see an event like this, and they're going to shut down. They're not going to move forward. They're not. They'll watch a couple videos and say, okay, it was fake. But they're not going to move forward. And I guess my whole point of calling you is we do have a way out of this. And the way out of this, from my perspective, is to follow the model of the Amish community. And this is going to sound like a stretch maybe, but when the electricity came out, they just simply said, no, thank you. It's against our beliefs. When the automobile came out, they said, no, thank you. That's against our beliefs. And they stuck to it generationally in the same way that these controllers stick to manipulation generationally.
Yeah.
And we need to teach our kids and our grandkids to opt out. We need to say no to the driver's license, no to the 1040 form, no to all of their control, but we need to do it generationally. And I think that is the way that we get out of this thing.
You know, the group that you mentioned, you know, there's kind of an offshoot of that. It's Mennonites.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Near me.
Yeah, and they, well, you know, I mean, they drive cars and they believe in buttons. And then there's the guys that are related to them. They're called the Samsonites. Or is that? No, I guess not. Mike, I appreciate, this is building consensus out there, most assuredly. But I wanted to get your take. Did you think the news cycles, did you see it going? I mean, what is today? Thursday. Tuesday, we were still taught. Monday, we were loaded with the stories. Commercials were not being played. Commercial breaks were being, you know, you can speak up anytime you want. That's why you have a live mic over there. I'm not controlling your mic.
No, I want you to finish. You're on a roll here. Go for it.
No, it's okay. I talk a lot. I've been talking for 25 years. At any rate, what is your take on the news cycle and how this thing is being reported today?
I noticed the lull.
Yeah.
And the quiet,
yeah.
As soon as the people started to kind of figure it out.
And start to ask what? Questions?
Questions, and said, and I didn't know. I was listening earlier. I had no idea that the PD out there said there could be a second shooter.
Yeah.
I've yet to find that, but it was in your face, in your face, in your face, in your face, and then it was really quiet.
Well, and think about this, and Stephen brought this up. You know, the FBI is out there in charge now. They've locked everything down. They're ahead of the investigation. And you and I would say that those shots, the recordings we heard, and from my eyewitnesses out there, that was an automatic weapon or weapons, okay?
Weapon.
Is this bump stock crap? Where did this come from? And it's almost like to throw you off of the scent trail, because what would be the only federal jurisdiction that would allow the FBI in on this thing to begin with? It would be the violation of not having your tax stamp for $200 for possessing illegally what?
Why is an ATF on it?
A fully automatic weapon. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. All right, we'll take the break here. Thanks for your call.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. You had a little message for Mike there?
Yeah,
I don't know if my mic working. Yeah, it's working. You know, John, you have some amazing listeners who call in with some great comments and bring some great information to the table here. And Mike, thank you so much for bringing that FEMA website to us there. I'm going to check that out. And matter of fact, the first thing I asked John today when I came in the studio was, John, were they having an exercise during this shooting here at this time, the same weekend, and just like they did 9/11 and a couple others? And he goes, I don't know. So you came in with that information. I appreciate that. And I want to keep in touch with you. So let me give you my email if you're still listening. I hope you are. silenceisimpliedconsent@gmail.com. I want to keep in touch with you. When I get down to Florida, I'm always looking for people across the country to share information. You sound like you're on top of it. I want to keep in touch with you.
He's always been a steady Eddie. The email again?
silenceisimpliedconsent@gmail.com.
And I only have one question for you.
Yeah.
Why such a long email?
It was the message itself. I've always said silence is implied consent, and I thought, you know, why can't I? I know it's a little long, but it does. It does emphasize the necessity of, you know, not being silent. We are too complacent, and I know RBN listeners are not. That's why they like this station. That's why they listen to this station, and that's what I do. I'm no longer silent anymore. I'm very active in the movement of truth and finding out the real truth and letting people know. And John, I want to thank you for you know, bringing me into that, inspiring me, because when I started my little show in Sonoma County there, you mentioned starting at the low level, at the community level. And so I found a low power station nearby where I lived, and I said, you know what, I'm starting this. I had a jazz show there going, and it was going really well, and I thought, you know, I want to do something political. This is my time. John inspired me. I threw it by the program director there at the time, and he said, sure, what the heck. He didn't put any limitations on me. And I went 9 whole weeks of, it was awesome. 9 weeks I had people calling in and emails and saying, who are these two guys? They're talking about things we've never heard before. And basically I was just reiterating kind of the same platform RBN has. And I said, if you guys can do it, I can do it on a low level. It lasted 9 whole weeks. And they fired me. They said, no, not because I was saying things that were untrue. It's because I was speaking too much truth. And it jeopardized their 501c3 tax status. And it was owned by a church. So the church said, uh-uh, you can't do that anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought the church was about truth and justice prepping you to go to heaven. And
sure.
Yeah.
No, it was great. 9 weeks, great. I loved every bit of it.
And I had asked you, during your whole 9-week run, you didn't invite, now I know why you didn't invite me on your show.
It would have ended in the first week. Yeah. They would have pointed Israel, said Israel one time, and my mic would have been shut off.
Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. Well, you just made a segue into this one. Hello, Fred.
This might be Dan in Canada.
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
Yeah, go. I don't know what hat are you wearing today, Mike? Let me see your hat. Turn your head. Okay. It's not an FBI hat.
Mike, are you playing with your spinner back there?
I'm telling you. At any rate, Dan, you said from Canada.
Okay. Kind of babysitting right here. My little daughter. Well, wife's at work. She was born right the very hour that Trump won the presidency. So she's a little special, I think.
Are you trying to tell me that your wife is a Democrat and she went into shock and had the baby?
No, she's on board with...
Oh, no, that's right. You're in Canada. There's no Democrats up there.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
So I want to make some quick points about the shooting. You were mentioning the lights that went on in the concert.
Yeah.
Just as the shooting started, big floodlights. And then you were mentioning about that guy whose mom was a nurse and he was asking for EMTs. Well, he was complaining in that video that they turned the lights off. So that's one point.
Okay, the lights were off. If you watch the whole video, I guess he ran into a cop and he was requesting, he said, look, you know, the shooting has stopped. Turn the lights on. Well, it was a little unclear, but they had actually turned the lights on, and I guess the shooting may have been still going on. I'm not sure, but anyhow, they lit the place up, and these people couldn't get the hell out of there.
I've got 2 more points if you can hold me over to the
I can certainly do that. All right.
Thanks.
You know, after this, I might need some value. And then you're a medical guy. You could sit there and watch me go psychotic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By the way, before I forget here, somebody had made the observation and emailed me, thank you, Paul, about plastic explosives. And they have said that there was 50 pounds of plastic explosives in that hotel. Oh, and by the way, in his car he had ammonium nitrate as well. Are you believing any of this stuff? Where do you get plastic explosives? Who has access to that?
Military.
Bingo.
Yep.
Yeah, and the only way you can't fire a bullet into it and set it off. You can roll it up in a ball and throw it against a brick wall, and it's not going to go off. The only way you can do it is blasting caps. That's the only way you can set it off.
And what's with the fertilizer? What's with that?
Well, let's throw that in, because that was the Oklahoma City.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Ammonium nitrate did that one, too. Dan in Canada, I'm sorry. You had a couple other points?
Yeah, but just on that last note you made, it reminds me of Get Smart. I don't know if you remember that show, but... Would you believe 50 pounds of ammonium nitrate?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, so his father, I mean, talk about the Mike Adams linking, trying to link this Valium to him. But his father apparently was a psychotic, so they're going to try and take our guns away, or your guns away, I should say, and blame, say, if you have some person in the family, a family history of mental illness. That's what it seems like. And one more quick point before I'll let you go. The Ogden condos, or I think it's like a hotel/condo in Las Vegas. Apparently, he rented a room there before, coinciding with another festival that was, you know, like rappers and so forth.
Right. I'd heard that. Yeah.
So that kind of throws the whole, like, he was aiming at Trump supporter, country music.
Or maybe, Dan, he was just this, a gambler that frequented Vegas regularly because he was a gambler. He got his money from real estate. And I understand that as far as gamblers go, I mean, you're still playing against house odds, but he was pretty successful at gambling as well. I guess that was his kind of play money. But, you know, I mean, they stretched this out to possibly Boston, and maybe he was going to start shooting crowds at a baseball game or something. I don't know.
Something about Chicago, Lollapalooza Festival.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in that room a lot. I think it was probably his favorite room. They probably knew he was always there or had it before. We'll never find out. We'll never see the CCTV cameras. And they probably used him as a Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, and here's another
thing.
That's
what I thought.
Here's another thing to consider, as I mentioned to Steve before the broadcast today. Who was his daddy? His daddy was a bank robber. Do you think, and you can almost bet that this, if they were supposedly looking for his bank robber daddy that was on the lam, didn't they have contact with him and his brother Eric? He has had contact with the FBI before. And looking at this guy, I'm telling you, all the reports we're getting, eyewitnesses that were sitting there drinking beer with the guy, for God's sakes, made no mention, no politics, no anger, no nothing. I guess those volumes really helped him. I don't know.
You know, Kate, take something else in consideration here. Dan, real quick here. Yeah, let me say this real quick. That if you are you a gambler yourself? By chance, you gamble?
No.
No, I don't either.
Las Vegas for 7 months.
Sorry. I don't either. But I do know serious gamblers, professional gamblers, and I'll tell you right now, if this guy is as good a gambler as they say he was, very successful. Guess what? Your room is comped. These rooms are comped for these serious, successful gamblers. These rooms are comped. Wherever he goes, he gives his name, and they give him the rooms. So you got to start thinking more outside the box. That people are starting to say, well, this guy flipped out on this drug and diazepam Valium, and that's not the situation here. I can tell you right now, as a medical professional, nobody's taking Valium and nobody's going schizo and grabbing guns and killing people or starting fights in bars. Nobody does. It's like marijuana. It's a very sedate medicine. It relaxes you. You don't get violent. So start thinking more outside the box that possibly this whole thing was a false flag. And this whole thing has been conjured up by CIA operatives and FBI operatives. And this whole thing has been...
Or possibly Mossad, because we are in Illuminati, central.
Yeah.
I mean, where were we at out there in Las Vegas? I mean, right in front of the damn pyramid?
Right.
Yeah. Dan, I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're talking about comping. Yeah, you're right.
They do.
I mean, whales, they know when they're coming.
Yes.
They've got the guy out there ready to open up their limo door.
Yeah.
They know exactly who they are, and they don't have to register. They don't have to do anything. And this guy had dropped, I mean, if you've ever been to Vegas, folks, and you're on a birdseed budget like I am, you know, you only walk into a place with as much money as you have in your pocket that you're willing to lose. And that's the attitude that you have to have. And that a serious gambler does not. They play the odds.
Right.
They'll have sweet spots and they'll have some dry spots, but they know what they're doing. And yes, you can make a pretty good living.
Yes.
But comping, when I first went to Vegas, my favorite game is blackjack. It's one of the best odds in the house. My favorite game is blackjack. And every once in a while, the waitress would come around and ask me if I wanted anything to drink or if I was playing slots. In particular, if I was playing slots, there'd be girls coming up to me, would you like something to drink? And I'd tell them no, and then they'd see me walk over and order and buy a beer. I didn't even know that you got comp drinks to help get you drunk to loosen you up so you'd spend more money and get a little crazy.
Right. Well, John, who carries your bags when you get your rooms comped? When you're that successful, who carries the bags from your car to your room and sets your room up for you? Who sets that up?
Well, don't you think this is a little bit of overkill? First, it was he had 10 weapons, and then it was 18. And then he had all these weapons in his house. And then he had ammonium nitrate or fertilizer in his car.
Right.
And now we got 50 pounds of plastic explosives in his room. What?
Right.
This guy is not Superman.
No. I tell you, that bellhop must have made a lot of money, a lot of tip money, carrying all those bags in for the weapons and all the audio, video equipment, and never once thought to myself, geez, what's going on with all these bags I'm carrying in, these heavy bags? What's this all about? This doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense, John.
None of it.
None of it does.
And the sheriff to even come out and say, I think there was more than one shooter. That's part of the narrative that was not supposed to go out there. And, folks, do you think, now we've seen these pictures of the recently deceased Mr. Paddock sprawled on his 32nd floor suite, and this is one hell of a suite, by the way. Huge suite. Is this guy by himself going to rent out such a big suite? No, he was a roller in that place. They knew him. But, you know, I'm looking at this whole thing, and absolutely none of it makes sense. That's why I ask our caller there, what do you think of the narrative here about the coverage on this? And it is just upping, it's disappearing, folks. It's disappearing. The only thing we got left is the loony people that don't understand the Constitution or real freedom. If you have to take the self-responsibility to keep yourself free, you can do that with paperwork or nasty words, but I've yet to see either one stop somebody that's hell-bent on either A, doing some damage to you, or falsely accusing or setting you up and throwing you in jail someplace.
Yeah.
Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, Mr. Stanton Miller and Mr. Elkins. I have to touch on one point. One of your callers, a couple calls back, mentioned trauma-based mind control. This method, I read about this method, I don't know if you recall Fritz Springmeier. He wrote Bloodlines of the Illuminati quite a few years back.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this point up is because I know there's people that can't wrap their mind around all these hideous things that are happening. If they did research into this, it might benefit them to understand how this wickedness originates. Are you familiar with Raytheon and... These are all part of Illuminati groups. Now, when I read this book, I found it very hard myself to believe. It's a very, very hard read. I thought it was a little bit bizarre, but it's so well documented. And if people understood these methods, some people, then they would understand why these things are happening and what they're up against. They could put the pieces together and see. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Worded a different way, I'm not quite sure I'm grasping the concept here.
Okay, well, in other words, you have to understand your enemy. and to understand how these methods work, people have to understand that there are actually organizations that practice these type of things, these types of methods. It's very hard to understand wickedness if you're not wicked, but it is out there. And if they research Raytheon and trauma-based mind control, it would help them to understand why these things are happening.
So what do you say the bottom line is right now, why this is all happening? If you talk about Illuminati, what's the bottom line? Why is this all happening? What's the agenda?
Well, it's control, it's wickedness, it's a spiritual battle. It's hard to explain. The churches certainly aren't doing their job. But there are authors, and a lot of these books are out of print. It's a very hard read. They're very hard reads. But, like I said, you have to understand your enemy. And I guess a lot of people just can't... it's hard for them to wrap their mind around this wickedness. That's understandable.
Well, and yeah, be careful of the ways of your enemy and don't study them too closely. You might become them.
Well,
Chance, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Mike Herzog. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi.
Steve, hope you're having a happy trip, Steve.
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
Three quick points. First of all, to Steve.
Yeah.
The room was comped, Steve. The hotel did admit that.
There you go.
Secondly, John, as far as the windows, those windows are adjacent actually to two rooms, but he requested that other room as well. So he had access to those rooms. Number two, the lights.
Yeah, but the only way he had access to those two rooms, there was no connecting door between the other suite and his. He actually had to go out in the hallway to get into that second room. And let me just add, Michael, that if that's the case, there was video surveillance that would have shown him moving back and forth between those two rooms.
Definitely.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Point number two, as far as the lights are concerned, yes. When the singer ran off the stage, the lights did go on, leaving them basically in a duck shoot. When the shooting stopped, the lights went off, and when that gentleman that whose mother was a nurse was going through there. He was using a flashlight because it was dark, and when the police officer approached him, the police officer had the audacity to ask him who he was when he requested or actually demanded the lights be turned on. Point number three, I have a video clip, which you can find online if you like, or I can send it to you. It's about 1 minute long of a report of a shooter on the ground. The shooter on the ground, and I've seen the clip, and I am relatively certain that indeed this guy that was dressed like a security guard did open fire in there, which could correspond to the report from the girl in the Bellagio that was sitting at the bar when this security guard came running down the stairs and went past her, that was either being chased or followed by other people dressed as security guards.
Right.
Just those 3 points.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
Well,
all right.
And by the way, I when are you pulling up?
Actually, I'm leaving tomorrow morning, John.
Okay. And you are going to be heading toward Arizona?
I'm headed towards Arizona. Would you like me to stop in if you want to cook me dinner?
Sure.
All right. Will do. By the way, off topic, did you ever go up in the bedroom and look for that file?
No, I didn't. I thought about it this morning, and I will let you know tonight.
All right. Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I don't know. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Hey, happy trip to you, Steve.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope where Michael's going, he's got better internet. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Happy fifth of what? Fifth of vodka? Fifth of gin? What?
I don't know. Fifth of what? Did I miss something?
Yeah. No, he said happy fifth. I said fifth of what? Gin? Vodka? Rum? I don't know.
I missed it.
Yeah, I know you.
You got a warped sense of humor, anyhow, Tom.
I guess you turned off your phone because I sent you a little text earlier about the Valium.
No,
not Valium, just maybe scopolamine.
No,
scopolamine.
Scopolamine. That was the World War II truth drug.
Well, no, they use it. They use it to. That's what these people have been putting them in people's drinks, and then they just go and empty their bank accounts out, and wake up in a hotel room the next day. They have no idea what they did or what happened.
He's looking it up right now. Now you've rattled the medical guy's cage here. Now he's going to be on your case.
Stay online here.
While he's looking that up, as you know, I'm an avid casino frequenter myself, and I am a what's called a high roller, I guess, so to speak.
I never understood this. You took Dan into one of the New Jersey casinos to win a lot of money, but you never invited me. And what does this network need? A lot of money. I never quite understood that, Tom.
I got him a nice suite. Him and his buddy. I got a nice suite for him.
Okay, keep bragging. You're only bearing. Okay.
You can come anytime you want.
Oh, okay. Now I get the invitation. Right. After I insisted embarrass you on air.
All right, okay. Let me bring you up to what the scopolamine's all about here, because I've used it. It's used for sickness and post-operative nausea and vomiting. I've used it before surgery to decrease saliva. So what are you actually saying about the scopolamine? What's your question on that?
People have been drugged with it, like at a bar. They'll put it in their drink or something. It's like a hypnotic or something.
No.
Are you referring to the date rape drug?
No, not so much. This is something different. Like, I don't know exactly where I heard about it, but I know that I have heard about it, and that it's almost like turns you into a zombie and you do whatever it is you're told to do.
Well, let me see. I'm looking up more here. I've used it in many other cases, but I am just trying to see if I can find what you're looking for there. Yeah. And I do not see anything.
I swore it was scopolamine because no. They said that the drug cartels were using it
no.
and to get people to take drugs across the border, you know, to make them do things they wouldn't normally do.
No, you got the wrong one. That's not the drug you're thinking of. It's something else.
I'll have to take a look and see what I can remember.
Now, what was the point you were going to make about the gambling?
Oh, well, because when I go, I very, very rarely ever let them touch my stuff because I usually have a lot of electronic equipment. I have computers and stuff. Sometimes I go down there, I spend a week or two, and, you know, I'm doing work and things like that. So, I had to store 7 rifles for my friend while he went away because he didn't have a safe at home. And I was trying to figure out, where the hell am I going to hide these in my house? And I realized they all had a little hook on them, and I hung them in my closet on a metal hook. Now, I can go down to the hotel desk, and I can get one of those roll-around carts. I can go out to my car and load it up. Put some clothes over it and mix them in between. I could roll all kinds of crap in there. They'll never look.
Well, like I said,
I don't think this guy did this.
I don't either, Tom. I really don't.
Yeah. Why would you have 29 guns? I mean, you know, why? And now somebody said that they had a drill running. Maybe they thought there was going to. I don't know. I'm out of ideas, but I know it stinks, and that's all I got to say.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Did you see a picture?
All right, and I'll get on your laptop this weekend.
Okay, great. Thank you. Did you see the pictures of his house?
Of whose house?
Yeah.
Whose house? Whose house? You're talking about whose?
The shooter.
Was it on your website?
No. You didn't see it in the news where they...
No.
The FBI went out?
No, I never did see it.
Nice. Obviously, medium-priced home, but the point of it is the FBI went out there and did their little ransacking deal. And well, the front door was intact, but the garage door was crumpled. They actually caved the damn thing in. You didn't see that picture?
No, okay. I've got to go check that out. Right. No, I didn't.
Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob.
Right. Alleged shooter, and it's Lee Harvey Paddock we're talking about there.
Yeah.
Let me start with a caller in the first hour, and don't respond until I finish. Michael Gaddy, yes, he did work for intelligence agencies or agencies of the government, but this is his deal. That's behind him. He's a constitutionalist, and he is a Civil War buff, and he is a pretty great guy. So you can check him out on YouTube, Michael Gaddy, that's 2 D's and a Y. And his website's rebelmadman.com. He's a real cool dude, and you learn a lot, and you love his articles on his webpage and like his YouTube videos where he talks to crowds, and he's pretty great.
Okay.
Going to Paddock, you know, he bought his house in cash for $380,000. That's one. Two, I just heard recently, again, this is just verbal as of now, people saw him on the casino floor 15 to 20 minutes gambling at blackjack or whatever prior to the shooting.
Now, does that sound like somebody that's getting ready to kill a crap load of people?
No, we know. John, you know, I know, we all know, they're hiding it. This is a big cover-up. And what the guy mentioned about the FEMA, yes, there was the employees of Mandalay and other casinos had notice on September 30th there was going to be a shooter drill going on, and this is what there's many reasons this happened. The reason they turned a drill into an active thing for many reasons. Yes, Michael Chertoff. They're going to roll out the 5G network. They're going to pull all that those body scanners, and they're going to implement that whole 5G thing where they're microwaving everybody and everything to scan everybody. It's going to be constant microwaves, and that's going to be ground zero for the big rollout. With all the money and all the whatever, and it's going to come throughout the United States.
Yes, because we're all under such a great threat. And as I said, right at the opening of the show, Rob, the only threat that I'm seeing in this country right now is not from some jihadist crackpot, not from some Islamic madman. It's from my own damn government.
Right. Well, this is our government, I'm seeing it like this. This is a property management company that we hired. That has gone out of control.
property management company. All right, my friend, I appreciate your call. Good points.
All right. Good night.
Before I take Pam in Michigan here, folks, we're in need of some funds here at this damn network. And I just gave you a couple of bills the other day, just two of them that were 3 months down. I didn't mention the other ones we were 2 months down and then some. Jim gave $500. I forget the lady's name, and thank you. She donated four. So that was $900, but that's not the debt of the network. If $3,600 would clear this up, I wouldn't even be mentioning donations at this point. That's nothing. But it's rolling around to the 15th of the month. I've got last month's bills, and you understand the drill. We need donations in this place, and we need it now. All the money that's being thrown around by these philanthropists, Steve, you know, millions here and millions there. Amy Goodman doesn't have to worry about a meal or a check or her little Democracy Now! Operation. People are protected and are provided endless sources of money. We are not. We're not on the compromising end of the deal here. You need to give us. You need to come to the rescue here, folks. Ride hard because the pony's sweaty and it's getting ready to collapse. Call us at 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Mike will be happy to take your donation. Take MasterCard, Visa, and Michael, I did Discovery, MasterCard, Visa, and Discovery we do take. So anybody that calls in with that. Any other credit card, you got to do that through PayPal. And for those out there that really have big bags of money, those other credit cards is something that, well, I've never had.
You know, John, if we could only find one of those actors out there, one of those actors that actually could speak his mind and doesn't worry about his career, or whose career is already over, like Ed Asner came out about 9/11.
Wait a minute, I'm not done with the pitch here. You're launching onto something else here. Right. I got a limited time here. Go. At any rate, you heard me last hour going, you can speak at any time. No, folks, seriously, go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. That is the PayPal. It also has our physical address. And we can take any credit card up there. You do not have to be a member of PayPal. Okay, let me illustrate that. You do not have to be a member. You can donate. It's orders at republicbroadcasting.org. Just go up there, make a donation, and consider doing a monthly donation, folks. Consider doing, as you've heard Michael in this commercial that's been playing, the read he's been doing, $30, $50, or maybe $100 if it's in your budget. Donating that per month will help us quite a bit. We've only got about $11,500 a month here to crack. It's pathetic that we can't get there without the donations. Ask Michael Herzog about that. Well, gee, when he comes down and he's in studio, I'll ask him about that, and I'll let him explain himself. You were going to say...
No, I just say it'd be nice to latch on to some actor who doesn't worry about his career, just kind of throw the money your way here and help us out. I would love that. can we line up an actor? Can we find like a Matt Damon, somebody who's got some guts?
I don't.
Just step forward and say, yes, I believe in you guys, the truth.
There's a lot of people that will not disclose that they even listen to this network that are hiding in their closet right now, probably listening to the show. So if you're hiding in your closet, I don't know what you're hiding from, but you can send us money in an envelope wrapped in aluminum foil if you so desire. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Steve Elkins, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All righty, sir. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Common Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.